from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're having a good old time on a Friday afternoon here at Jacob Javits Center for Fanatics Fest 2024. It took, and this makes me laugh, it shows how we just don't care. Nobody cares. It took the 111th person who took a picture with me and Tiki to finally say something that I thought was very obvious from the beginning.
Which is?
How many people are you getting sick today, Evan? And I thought the guy meant, like, get out of the picture, which I had no problem with. And he's like, get over here. I don't care. So I think what this proves, other than Tommy, who cares very deeply about not getting sick.
For good reasons.
People don't care anymore, for the most part. Because I've been very open and honest that I was sick, but I do feel a lot better.
You're at a fan fest.
Everybody's sick.
Exactly.
That's a good way to look at it.
There are germs everywhere here.
Are you going somewhere, Tommy? Is that one?
I will be in Nashville next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you're down there, come say hello. Buy me a drink, please. So I don't want to get sick for the trip. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. I really don't care. I'm not like that. But I am when I have a vacation coming up.
Nashville's a kick-ass city,
I can't wait. Yeah. Katie, bar the door, T. Can't wait.
No doubt.
I'm looking forward to it. So I don't want to have a cold.
What was that? Haley, bar the door?
What? Haley, bar the door.
A hawk to the female Loogie, of course.
That's who Loogie's trying to meet in Nashville next weekend.
Oh, jeez. She is doing some great charity work, so I want to give her a lot of credit.
By the way, working with dogs, doing some damage.
No, that's very nice.
By the way, generational talent.
She made her fame with dudes.
That's right. You know what? We're a family show. Let's stop talking about her, okay?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Anyhow, I'm very curious about this, and I wrote this down on my phone, so I have it in front of me. Caleb Williams. You guys familiar with Caleb Williams?
Of course.
Yes. Number one overall pick. Quarterback, Chicago Bears. Tiki doesn't think he's going to be very good because he's got a tiny... It's because he has a tiny tuchus. Isn't that the reason you don't think he's very good?
No, he had small hands, didn't he?
Was it small hands?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's because he's short. You're kind of anti-short quarterback. Isn't that what it was?
Yes. But I actually do think he's going to be good.
You change your mind?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Pivot!
Yeah.
What happened? What did you see about
Caleb? Just the preseason game. First of all, he's got a ton of talent around him.
They did a great job doing that. Absolutely.
Ton of
Keenan
talent.
Allen, yes, no doubt.
Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, who they drafted.
Yep.
DeAndre Swift, who's a running back there. The coaching staff may be the issue. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But the plays that he made in the first preseason game, they're just instinctual. And so if he can get polished and not be kind of rogue all the time, he wasn't. In college last year at USC, I think he could turn into a good player.
Well, I respect.
A lot of it's going to be coaching.
There's something else, though, that Caleb did that I don't even know if you're aware of, but it's the reason I'm bringing him up right now. Caleb Williams announced that he is taking part in the Tom Brady diet, which is not an easy thing to do. And so when I saw that, my first reaction was to be disgusted because I can't stand Tom Brady. I wish he would come by for 5 minutes just so I can tell him.
I've forgotten what it is, other than don't eat tomatoes or something.
So
like that.
I have the Tom Brady diet in front of me. And I'm very curious about A. Sean Morash, who is the epitome of non-health, and Tiki Barber,
so
who
unfair.
Is the epitome of health. And everybody listening, this is a game you can play at home, which is, can you handle the Tom Brady diet for a day, a week, or a year? Now, in the case of Caleb Williams, he can't do it for a day. He can't do it for a week. He's got to do it forever. Like, that's it. That's it.
Well, at least for his playing career.
Right, for his playing career.
Because that's probably why he's doing it, to improve, to play longer.
No, you're right.
And that's what Tom claimed, right?
I respect it. Now, I think it's all a scheme. I don't think it's actually going to work. But you know what? God bless you.
Let's hear it, because I actually don't know it.
All right. At what point, you tell me when you're out, okay?
All right.
When you're like, I can't do this.
Okay.
Number one, you can no longer have dairy. Milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, out.
I'd be fine with that.
Oh, I'm going to hang on for one more.
I'd be fine with that.
You're fine with that?
I mean, I drink oat milk anyways.
But ice cream?
I mean... It's ice cream. It's just
well,
like
what
a
does
treat.
That mean?
You just go get something else sweet.
So for that reason, I'll go with it. That's a tough one.
Dude, I'm out already. I'm tapping out on the first try. And I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's not the ice cream. It's not the yogurt. It's the cheese. Cheese is singularly the greatest thing ever invented.
That's true.
You could put cheese on everything.
All right, get stranded on a deserted island. Try wiping your tuchus with cheese. Tell me it's the greatest thing ever invented.
I don't understand what that has to do with
it. I know. That's
cheese.
So
he said
random.
Cheese is the greatest invention ever. Toilet paper is.
You know what? That's a topic for another day. Okay. It's a good one, though.
Single day five?
Yeah, five greatest inventions of all time. Because I'd actually be argue it's air conditioning. I would not be able to live without air conditioning. Gets too hot, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. Anyhow, you're still on. Number two.
I'm still there.
Alcohol's gone. No beer or wine. Gone.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done?
Done.
After two things?
Done.
Wow.
I'm still in.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. As I explained earlier, I don't drink that much. That's why it's so easy for me to get drunk. I have like a half a beer. I'm feeling a buzz. So that would not bother me. Wow, Tiki's gone on the beer. Is it the beer or is it the wine?
The wine.
You couldn't live without ice. You could live without ice cream. You can't live without wine.
You guys are Italian, aren't you?
I mean, I'm everything.
Right?
Is it that food?
I don't love wine.
I don't love wine.
Is not wine food.
It is.
According to Italian.
Yeah, I agree.
Is not wine. Italians in here. Is not
it's
wine
a great
food.
Compliment it is to the pasta.
Wine sure. is food.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
I can't believe you're out that quickly.
I'm such a weird one to be out on.
Right.
It's not really that weird. I'm just disappointed because Tiki's got the poise of like a human I've never seen before. How about if this meant like you're going to run your marathon that you run every year like 30 seconds quicker? Would that do it for you?
No, I'd need like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I continue on just out of curiosity.
Go ahead.
Bacon, sausages, deli meats, and red meats need to be avoided.
See ya.
Bro, I'm black. Seriously?
What are you, seriously? Caleb Williams is doing all of this.
You know we eat all the pig.
Me too, by the way. I would have said I'm out too if I wasn't out already. Eat all the pig. Do you want me to keep going?
You can keep going.
For those at home that are still in, we're not even like a tenth of the way through the Tom
Brady
diet.
Are you serious?
I ain't kidding you. Tom Brady's not human.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Bread, pasta, cereal, baked goods. Out.
Come on. Imagine giving up rigatoni, a burger, ice cream, and beer to win a Super Bowl. Never.
White sugar, high fructose corn syrup, refined sugars.
That stuff is bad for you.
Okay. Cakes, pastries, candies, easy.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. Wheat, rye, and barley, all out.
Problem is, I don't even know when I'm eating wheat, rye, and barley.
Tomatoes. Why is tomatoes out?
I don't know.
Tomatoes, eggplant, peppers, and potatoes.
Brady gave up eggplant, huh?
Yeah. Beans, lentils, chickpeas, and soy products.
But those things are good for you.
That's why, let's all come together and admit Tom Brady's a complete fraud.
Well, what is he eating, air? You've named every food group. What is left?
Tic Tacs.
Yeah, right. Pixie dust? I mean, what's left?
It is a great question. Like, if we're going through all the things you can't eat, what the hell can
he's got to eat fish, right? He's got to eat something with protein.
So it's chicken.
It sounds like fish, chicken, salad, just no tomatoes, table salt out, packaged fruits, juices, and certain fruits out.
Certain fruits.
Coffee, caffeinated teas, and energy drinks. That would eliminate me, too. I'm a big five-hour energy guy. What about you? You're out, too, Sean.
I was out. I should have been out at the ice cream.
I don't think anybody is still in, by the way.
Yeah.
So this Tom Brady diet, the TB12, would eliminate basically most humans on the planet.
Yes. Is he allowed to, like, have a cheat day?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, you have to.
The famous thing with Brady was the avocado ice cream is like his cheat.
Yeah, the avocado ice cream is a cheat day. I mean, give me a break.
Come on.
So does this give you false hope now in Caleb Williams that if he agreed to something as loony as this?
I think he's going to be very frustrated and like hangry all the time.
I don't believe he's actually going to do it. I think he's going to tell people he's doing it.
Right.
Oh, you think that's what's going on?
Yeah, let me tell people, because it feels important to be, I'm the number one pick, to act like Brady. And meanwhile, there's, you know, the onion garlic chips he's stuffing in his face in the
closet. Now, why is he doing this all of a sudden?
Well, because he wants to be great, Teak. What do you mean, why is he doing this?
Because he doesn't do anything unless he's getting paid for it, I would assume.
You think TB12 is paying him under the table?
Yeah.
Alex Guerrero came in?
Yep.
Honestly, I'm going to give Caleb Williams this, and I'm not a Tom Brady fan when I admit this. Tom Brady, as much as I don't like him, is the greatest quarterback in the history of football.
Greatest winner in the history of football.
Okay, that's fine. I understand what you're doing. My opinion is he's the greatest quarterback in the history of football. I'm going to give him every. Okay? I give him an all. Totally fair to kind of differ on that. This is me saying this, and I can't stand the guy. If I am a young quarterback and you have that view that he is the greatest quarterback in the history of football, wouldn't you follow everything he did? Wouldn't you, like, if you're trying to be great at any profession, and literally the greatest person to ever do it is giving you advice on how to get there? No?
No. You know why?
Tell me why.
Genetics. What his body accepts might be completely different, or rejects might be completely different from what your body accepts or rejects.
Interesting.
Right? What, how you're, what you're made of is different. Like, we all think we're the same, that you can do what someone else did and have a great result, but it may be different.
Right.
So, unless you try it and it's successful, it's really hard.
Yeah.
That's why all these fad diets over the years, just, they don't work for some people. Right? Someone else can prophesize like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Even though Tom Brady is the worst, sliced bread is terrible. But you know what I mean? It's some people, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. No, I think
and
you're
it's
right.
It's genetics.
I think you're right about that. Like, every diet doesn't work for the same person. Mm-hmm. But I understand what I'm saying is why Caleb Williams, who to his credit wants to be the greatest he can be, would at least in his rookie year say, you know what? I'm going to follow
you
Tom
know,
Brady.
It's worth trying. I'll give him that. It's definitely worth trying. Give it a shot. And if you feel great, continue.
By the way.
But you could be very hangry. That's all I'm saying.
The second aspect of this Tom Brady diet that I want to ask you before we get to a certain phone call that I think asks an amazing question. So hang right there, Len. How many days could you go through on the Tom Brady diet?
I could probably get a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I couldn't even go a week. The cheese thing?
Yeah.
Give me a freaking break.
I could do a couple months.
Yeah. I think I could go a couple months.
Okay. Now, Tiki, I'm not going to hold you to that, but I am with Sean. So starting when we return from Labor Day, the brand new season of Evan and Tiki.
No, I'm going to stop you right there.
We're going to play a game on how long you can go on the Tom Brady diet.
You're playing
and
the
we're
going to
get a sponsor. Is that true? Oh, Hurley already told me we got a sponsor.
No,
great.
You're playing the wrong game and setting me up. What? The worst time to do this diet is football season. That's when I eat my cheese. But that's when I drink my beer.
But that's what makes it challenging.
Yeah.
All right, so 4 days, I'm out.
Hold on, we're going to have to give him a reward, though. So if he gets through it.
What would you like the reward to be?
There's got to be some reward.
Want to put your name on the show?
Evan, Tiki, and Sean.
I knew it.
Weekdays, 2 to 6:20.
If you go, how long would he have to go to get his name on the show, Tiki?
At least a month.
Oh, month. I think he's got to go a year.
No, not a year. I got to look at my contract. I might be up then.
Yeah, he'll be gone by then.
I mean, that's pretty special to get your name on the show. You don't think it has to be more than a month?
Probably 6 months.
I think 6 months makes
half
sense.
Half a year?
I think half a year.
But if I get to 6 months, I may never want to go back.
Right.
That's true. Imagine it changes your life.
Well, that's
imagine
the
I'm
thing.
Just the most in shape
that's
person
the thing,
on the show.
Because that'll become your habit. It'll become
right.
a habit.
Right.
That happens sometimes.
Just looking at everybody, take your Ryan Barley. Get lost.
You know what? I normally would never root for the Yankees to win a World Series, but if you can't drink beer or wine or celebrate it, let's go Yankees, baby.
Wow.
Enjoy your water at the parade.
Oh,
no, but remember, in 2020, I rooted for the Yankees. Why? Because there'd be no parade. So Yankee fans from their house
I'll
would have to
this.
Celebrate parade. I'm a sicko with this
I'll
stuff.
I'll tell you
so
this.
I always have an angle.
I'm on that diet. I'm suddenly the biggest pothead in the world. I didn't see that on there.
Gummies
supplement.
Keep scrolling. Gummies is on there.
No, yeah. I looked at the whole thing. It is not there. You can get high, apparently.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I'll get high and eat pita chips.
I want Linda asked this question. This is a very, very good question. Len in Connecticut, in reference to what we were talking about earlier about Carmelo Anthony, saying he would not give up his gold medals for an NBA title. Len, go ahead.
Okay, this kills me as a Ranger fan, but I have to ask. Kenny Morrow winning the gold in the Miracle on Ice season versus his Stanley Cups with the Islanders.
Yes. Yeah, I think the answer is... Do you know the answer in your mind?
Has he was asked this?
No, but he's bringing it up like Kenny Morrow's a part of four Stanley, the dynastic Islanders, but was also on, you know, the greatest Olympic story of all time.
But that Olympic story is just ridiculous, though.
That's why the answer, you know, Len, what is the answer?
It has to be the Olympics.
It has to be the Olympics. I agree with you.
You can't tell the story of America without that gold medal. You certainly can with some of Mello's.
No, I... But that's the point. That's why, like, that one, that's easy, man.
Yeah, that one's in history forever.
But that to me is probably the only team sport gold medal. Think about this. The only team sport gold medal that would be more valuable than your league's championship. Tell me when I'm wrong.
The original Dream Team, like with Malone and Stockton, they probably would take the MVP.
Ask Patrick. Ask Patrick Ewing that question.
I'd rather not, because I don't want to hear the answer.
Coming up next, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. That'd be perfect. I thought I saw him at the WWE place.
Yeah. Also, for the record, it's New York.
I'm trying to think about that. I don't know.
It's New York City. Can we get the guy with the Jalen Hurts Eagle jersey away from the set?
Bro, are you new here?
What are we doing?
I've walked around Fanatics Fest since we got here, me and Jet, like 11:30 a.m. This is, and this is exactly what Ruben wanted. This is the Comic-Con of sports. I've seen every jersey known to man. I've seen 30. I'm not even kidding you. 30 Brooklyn Net jerseys.
No shot.
Yes.
You saw the same guy 30 times.
I promise you.
You turned the same corner five times.
I saw Keith 30 times.
By the way, it's a Jalen Hurts jersey with a Bass Pro Shops hat. That just screams Philly trash. That whole outfit.
Oh, my God. I'm glad that guy isn't listening.
He's 7 feet tall and could eat you.
I can't. He called you Philly trash.
Loogie was unbelievable. I'm sorry for him.
No. Sean Marash. He lives in Bayshore, Long Island.
I mean, I'm seeing the jerseys of every sports team known to man around here.
Yeah. It is true. We've got John Cena t-shirts out here. This is
a lot of wrestling fans.
Oh, yeah. Who was in the Octagon 20 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago?
I saw somebody in an Eli jersey and somebody in a Peyton jersey wrestling. They were fighting.
Oh, that was that. They were fighting.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of interactive stuff around here. I didn't see what you do in the Octagon. What I saw, which is very cool for the kids with the WWE stuff, is they have an entranceway. And it's funny. I heard Ruben talking about this on one of the...
You mean Michael?
Michael Rubin. Yeah. I forgot his first name. Thank you. I heard Michael Rubin talking about
Rubin. I'm like, who the hell are you talking about?
He's the guy who runs Fanatics.
No, he owns it.
I think he came on the station like 30 times in the last few weeks. But one of the times he was on, it hurt my ears, or not hurt my ears, perked my ears, when he said, there's an entranceway for the WWE. And I'm like, oh, baby, talk dirty to me, Michael. What do you mean? And he explained it, and I was like, I think I got it, but I need to see it. So basically.
Where is it?
I'm staring right at it.
You can see the Titantron.
You can see Rey Mysterio's mask going off.
Got it.
So it's like a mock WWE entrance ramp. And you as a kid, it's mostly kids, but there are some adults, pick the wrestler. So my boy would have picked Cody Rhodes. He is a Cody crybaby. He admits that. Cody's music and Titantron would have gone off. And then you get to walk down the entranceway and give high fives to fans. It is very, very cool.
That is kind of damn cool.
And what I really battled was that I so wanted to do it.
Why didn't you?
I was embarrassed.
Why?
I was like, I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of adults did that and embarrassed themselves as well. And now they have a picture and they could say, I'm whoever you're trying to emulate.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
You walked around. Have you seen some of the people here? There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I know.
You've already embarrassed yourself enough.
Have I already done that?
Yeah, kind of.
I was ready to put those ones in the air for our original tribal chief, Roman Reigns. I was all excited. Plus, I love his theme song. So to hear it over his theme song?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. You really want me to hum this?
I just don't know it.
We would need Boyle back in the shop to play it because I can't hum it on any kind of like really good level.
He wouldn't do it justice if he hummed it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it justice. But that is very, very cool. I'm telling you, there's a lot of very nice interactive things. And here's the truth. I want to be very honest with the moms and dads out there. And I'm not complaining. This is just reality. Oh, here it is, by the way. Take a listen, team. This is the new intro to the Roman song that I just love. By the way, this should be a song pitchers warm up to, shouldn't they? Put my arm in the other one in the air.
What is going on? The audience is now putting their one in the air in front of us here at Javits Center.
That's
a lot of
right.
Fans. I can confirm
right.
Evan has not worn deodorant as he's raised his arm above me.
The front row just passed out.
Oh. By the way, can you imagine Edwin Diaz coming out to this instead of the overplayed Timmy Trumpets?
Oh, man, it'd be amazing. Long save.
Now, wait. Here it is. Now he starts warming up right now. Just wait. He's now into the mound. Right now. Hold on. Right?
Now!
Okay, it's almost there. Here we go. Now he's warming up. Dude, what are we doing? How is a closer not taking this yet? That would be the most intimidating closer.
Is that an actual song?
It's Roman Reigns' song. Would we make it up?
No, is it a song?
No, it's WWE song. He's saying it's not like a song that they
took.
That's
why nobody's taking it.
Oh, no, you can use WWE songs as walkout songs.
Can
totally,
you?
Yes. Players have done it.
Don't you have to ask them?
Tommy Canely comes out too. He used to. I'm not sure if he still does it.
Yeah, because WWE probably sued him.
No! They want the promotion!
Really?
Yes!
Sure.
Anyhow, what I was going to say, I do warn you. When you come to Fanatics Fest, you're going to end up doing what I did for my son, and that is spending a lot of money. We got some new wrestling figures. We got some pretty cool stuff. Because they're awesome.
Are you going right to a Met game?
Yeah, what's the problem?
You're taking the wrestling figures into Citi Field tonight?
I can't bring a Big Van Vader wrestling figure into Citi Field tonight.
Did you drive?
So what I did, Teak, I'm glad you asked the question, was...
Why did you ask?
I drove to Citi Field.
Oh, my Lord.
And with Jet?
Yeah, with Jet. Why? He can't be on a train? Stop. You know, are you going to rip New York City?
I'm ripping you for getting your kid up at 7:30 in the morning so you can drive to Citi Field, drop your car off, and then take a train over here, probably to Penn Station, and walk 25 minutes.
Here's what you don't understand. And I swear to God when I tell you this. He's reading a book right now.
My daughter
would have
said, leave me at home.
I don't think Jet has a choice.
Jet is reading a book right now, so I don't want to bother him. He loves taking the train. Like, that is one of the coolest things he can do. So when I told him train, he was like, I'm in. Is it the 7 train? I said, it's the 7 train. The most excited he's been since he turned 7 years old a year ago. I'm not even kidding you. So
I cherish that. Ask him in 20 years when he's paying $341 a month if he likes taking the train.
No, he's going to hate it.
No. There comes a moment where that all changes. But in this moment, as a 7, soon-to-be 8-year-old, he absolutely loves it. When we come back from the Javits Center, I have waited all week for this. I am so damn excited. We are presenting you the second-ever Lugash Debate Series. Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer have a bubbling issue concerning the New York Football Giants and their starting quarterback. They will have a formal debate, and then we, the people, will decide who won that debate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York City, it's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
From Fanatics Fest. How are we all doing? Evan and Tiki broadcasting live until 6 o'clock. There is a Yankee game tonight. They're in Detroit. It's odd. They play tonight in Detroit. They play Saturday in Detroit. And then Sunday's the Little League game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where they play in Williamsport?
Williamsport Sunday Night Baseball.
That is pretty cool.
I think it's awesome.
That is very, very cool.
Part of it.
Yeah, so the Yankees are playing Sunday Night Baseball, but it's at the site of the Little League World Series. And if I'm not mistaken, like, nobody can just go. Isn't it just for kids?
So it's the kids and the families and everybody who's involved up at the tournament. That's like their gift, is to go see a Major League Baseball game there.
So it is impossible for any regular person to go to that game. Unless
they might have, like, limited seats.
Unless a kid and their family put their seats on, like, SeatGeek or stuff.
Well, anything's possible, right?
Oh, now I'm curious. I'm going to go to SeatGeek and see if there are tickets available. That'd be a cool place to go to a game, that's for sure.
And do they check your ID to see how old you are?
His wheels are in motion. He wants to drive to Williamsport.
No,
Sunday night.
No, first of all.
The scorecard under the arm.
I wouldn't even skip a kid online to swing a bat here at Fanatics Fest. Do you really think I'm going to take a ticket away from a child just because it was sold on SeatGeek.
Well, yes. You're going to SeatGeek to see if they're available. I know. So my gut says
I think that's just natural curiosity to see if someone is selling tickets
100%.
That they shouldn't be selling.
It is natural curiosity.
Now, are they selling those tickets? That's the question.
So far, I don't see it. I went on SeatGeek and had a very difficult time finding it, so I can't really tell right now, but I'll continue to look, and I will give you an answer before we sign off.
And you're talking about this is a Little League World Series.
Well, this is a game at the site of the Little League World Series.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So it's Yankees, Tigers, Sunday Night Baseball from Williamsport. Who the heck can go to that game? Because it's not a huge capacity.
Right.
Now, this is a very important exhibition that's about to take place. There's a brand new segment here on Evan and Tiki, and usually it's going to be a spur of the moment kind of thing when Sean and Loogie are fighting about something. We call a timeout. And we say, you know what? This is going to be official. This is a part of the Lou Gash debate series where they will debate. Each will have 1 minute to make their case and then 2 minutes to yell at each other. And then me and Tiki and some of the audience will decide who won said debate. And we've got a scoreboard back in our studios at WFAN. We have done this one time before. Loogie and Sean had the debate of who's the hottest team in baseball, the New York Yankees or the New York Mets. It was kind of ridiculous when you think about what that topic was.
Yeah, exactly.
Loogie, you still think the Mets are?
I think we moved on from that one. You won that one, and we're on to round two.
That is true. Sean, you did win that one, so it is 1-0. Now, a week ago, Tommy Lugauer, while I was on vacation, made a very strongly opinionated point about Tommy DeVito, in which he insisted that Tommy DeVito should be the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants. Okay, it's sports talk radio. By the way, there was a loud cheer.
Big round of applause for Tommy DeVito. That's what I heard.
Right.
I heard the same thing. Sean didn't respond by saying, hey, gee, Tommy, you're wrong. He responded by saying, this is the worst opinion I've ever seen. Something of that nature.
I believe I called it dog bleep.
A dog bleep opinion.
Right. Yeah.
So I told these two guys, look, hold off, hold fire. Let's have this debate in a formal setting. So I can't think of any better formal setting than Fanatics Fest live in front of people.
All right, show everybody the scoreboard.
So I don't have the scoreboard with me, so I will do it with my hands.
Way to be prepared.
It is 1-0 for Sean, 0 for Loogie.
Actually, there's a half a point for Loogie.
It's complicated, but yes, there's a half a point for Loogie.
It's 1-0 for Sean, 0 for Loogie. Math genius Evan Roberts here.
I'm sorry. I brought a lot of stuff to Fanatics Fest. I didn't bring our scoreboard, but don't worry. I'll update it on Monday. I can promise you that.
Okay. We won't forget.
So there is a rule on who gets to go first in the Lou Gash debate series, and that is you have to flip a coin or a card. So luckily, we have Evan and Tiki baseball cards. I will allow Tommy Lugauer, who is trailing in this series, to call it in the air. So you'll either call three faces or the WFAN logo, and whatever it ends up on, you get to decide if you want to go first in this debate.
If he wins.
Evan, there are three heads on one side and nothing on the other. Just call it heads or tails.
Good call. Heads for the faces of Tiki, Loogie. Wait, there is no Loogie. Why is Loogie not on
the card? I'm glad you said
Evan. Interesting.
I have my own card here. So I have the Future Stars card, because I am a generational talent, the future. It's Tommy Lugauer, Yusev, who's a great American, and the dummy Carton, who doesn't have a pulse. So, I mean, really, I should win this one.
That's a great card.
I go tails. Tails never fails, so I pick tails.
He's called tails. It is tails. So, Loogie, would you like to go first in the debate series or punt it for Sean?
I am going to defer. Sean, you get it.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute is on the clock. Sean gets to make the point that Tommy's point that Tommy DeVito should be the starting quarterback is crap. Go ahead.
Tommy has painted himself as three words. Power of positive. No, power of positivity. Positive Tommy, some might call him. Yet the one athlete in this town, the one athlete on a team you root for that needs your positivity more than ever is Daniel Jones, off an ACL injury and a neck injury. Daniel Jones, who carried the Giants to the playoffs 2 years ago and now has his best set of tackles he will have in his career. And you don't even want to give him an opportunity to start week one? What kind of positive fraud are you as a Giant fan? Fraud, fraud, fraud. In Daniel we trust, because in DeVito I trusted and you trusted until the Saint game happened and he walloped our way out of the playoffs. Positive Tommy, you are no more, my friend.
All right, well, he left seconds on the clock. That only took 44 seconds, so he had some extra time.
Shows how little I need.
Tommy, your retort begins now.
So Tommy DeVito has untapped potential. I believe they benched Brian Daboll. The Giants benched Tommy DeVito last year because they didn't want DeVito mania being a cloud over Daniel Jones's head. Tommy DeVito has things you cannot measure. He has heart. He has toughness. And he has the support of the fans. He's a good fella. He's one of us. He got a standing ovation in a preseason game. The fans want Tommy DeVito. Now, as far as Daniel Jones, we know this. The organization is done with this guy. They tried to trade up. Brian Daboll basically put gas in the car and drove down to Death Valley to get Jaden Daniels up here. They're done with Daniel Jones. And Giant fans, you know this. When Jones, when is gone from here, he will be a backup. Give DeVito a chance. They paid $5 million for Drew Lock. We should have flushed it down the toilet because that was a waste. Make DeVito the backup. They don't want anything to do with this guy. I stand with Tommy DeVito.
Wow. All right, 53 seconds. Very nice. This is now the portion of the debate where it's a free-for-all. You guys, you can return fire, right, and you have every right to interrupt them and yell at each other. So, ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now both of yours.
So the basis for your BS argument is that the Giants are done, yet they spent $5 million on Drew Lock, so they didn't have that much faith in Tommy DeVito starting week one, huh, Clown?
Sean, why did they bench DeVito last year? For Tyrod Taylor, who everybody knows what his ceiling is, and don't give me he needs an audition.
Yeah.
You could watch the film. He's got enough film, so everybody knew what Tyrod Taylor was. Why did they pull the plug on DeVito? Because he had one bad half? Because he had one bad game against the Saints? It's bullcrap. They didn't want to deal with what Tommy DeVito had. They had lightning in a bottle.
Well, they clearly didn't want to deal with it now, or they wouldn't have signed Drew Lock.
You know what? I thought you were a man of the people. You're backing a guy from Duke who basically doesn't even shrug
yes.
his shoulders. At least Eli Manning did that to
I'm backing the last quarterback from this franchise to give us a playoff win, and I'm tired of the disrespect for him. And he's never even had a chance with a number one wide receiver like Malik Nabers, with a right tackle like Jermaine O'Connor.
Neither is DeVito. Neither is DeVito. And by the way, where is Daniel Jones at? Physically, better question. Where is he at mentally? He had to sit there and watch Hard Knocks, where basically the entire organization wanted to get
you know
rid of
where
guy.
He's at?
Like he's an old
you
man, you want to put
at?
Him at a home.
You were with me at training camp.
Yeah.
He's throwing dimes. He's back to being
in his underwear with nobody going after him. You can't even get 15 feet from the guy. Why did they bury DeVito? I'll answer that question again. Maybe somebody can help me out
I'll
here.
I'll close with this. There have been two people this offseason on stage with Zach Bryan. Daniel Jones and your beloved Hawk Tua girl.
So the female Loogie.
If Zach Bryan's good enough for Hawk Tua, he's good enough for Daniel Jones.
I stand with the female Loogie, Hawk Tua.
If you stand with her,
and I stand with Tommy DeVito. Now, let me ask you this.
Bro.
Hold on a second there, pal. When you went to the stadium series, you love to brag about that. By the way, we're sending you a ring for winning that. This is for Islander fans. I have your support. This big mouth basically trashed you guys after 80,000 people had to watch the Rangers beat them. And the Rangers went quietly into the night like they always do. Who was the keynote speaker there? Tommy DeVito! Daniel Jones was nowhere to be found. You know why? Because he's a stiff and he can't get a sentence out.
Yep.
He's boring.
And you know who Tommy DeVito was next to? Saquon Barkley, the king of frauds in that spot. Sorry,
hey,
Tommy.
DeVito's the man, bro. Sorry. He deserves an opportunity.
2 minutes are up.
Sorry, Tommy.
2 minutes
Wow. That was solid.
That was something. So,
congrats.
Good job. Round of applause.
Good job, both you guys.
So this is the portion where me and Tiki deliberate and talk about what we heard. What's your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is that Tommy came really strong with Tommy DeVito.
He did.
He really did. We know that Tommy is beloved by this fan base already. And look, the fans don't matter in the decision.
I get that
They don't matter in the decision.
I get that part.
But the Giants are looking for an identity. They are looking for someone to take that mantle that Saquon has vacated by going down the 95 to Philadelphia. They're looking for someone who they can rally behind, who could be an exciting catalyst to success.
I don't like where this is
going. That plays the right way, that believes in everything that he says. I love you, Sean.
Oh, wow. Don't do this to me.
Wow.
Loogie wins.
Let's go.
Wow. Loogie wins according to Tiki. Now,
you got that New York Post? Tiki Barber turns his back on Daniel Jones.
He supports Tommy DeVito. That's
that could very well be headline.
I'm just adjudicating an argument. That's all I'm doing.
And that's what we're trying to do. I thought Tommy did an outstanding job. I'm not saying he's going to win yet. I'm kind of deliberating out loud. He came with a lot of fire. There was a few things I didn't like that occurred. Number one, I didn't like Sean saying, the last thing is this. You don't end the debate. We do. The clock does. It's almost like you were trying to short circuit what Tommy was saying.
Yeah, you're trying to make us stop listening.
There's a debate strategy, Evan.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm giving you my opinion. Number two, I agree with Sean Morash. I got to tell you, coming in,
I think Daniel Jones should be the starting quarterback of the team. Because,
by the way, so do I.
So do you. No, no. So that's the advantage that Sean had.
Yes.
That I'm like, I'm kind of on his side. Like, you got more weapons for him now. He's relatively healthy. But you know what Lugie got me on? You know where he started to twist me?
What, for the 40th time, an Italian mob movie reference?
That was good color. I didn't mind that. It's when Tommy made a really good point, which is, you know what I know, what everyone in this audience knows. It is very unlikely Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback next year for this team. It's unlikely.
Sure.
So what Lugie was saying, and it took him a while to get there, took him a while, but he got there, was we already know about Daniel Jones. We don't know about Tommy DeVito.
Exactly.
With that said, it was very, very close. I think Sean ended up winning the argument.
Let's go. That's my very sick
brother. Now
we
know what that means.
That means somebody in the audience, we're going to pick one person to come up to a microphone and pick a winner. Now, you had to have heard it. So who in the audience heard that debate and would like to pick a winner between Sean Morash and Tommy Lugau? Is there anybody out there that feels like they could, what's the word,
adjudicate
in a fair way? Oh, the guy in the first row was like, we can't hear.
Right, we can't hear. There is a young kid in a Kayvon Thibodeau jersey that shot his hand up.
You want to let him do it?
You want to do it?
Yeah, come up here.
Come up here.
Come up here, kid.
Who can't trust? Oh, wrong kid.
Wrong kid's coming up. You know what? We're going to let him, too. We're going to be fair. Right. We're both going to come up here.
The kid in the Giant jersey has to come up.
We're not rejecting any kid. You come up here with the Jordan. No, it's fine. Jordan sweatshirt guy. Can you give him your microphone, please?
Sure.
Here, I'll give him mine.
Tiki's going to give it. Both of you kids are going to help
adjudicate
what just happened.
I just want to say I love kids across the world. I don't have any. I love them. They're great.
Tommy.
They're not annoying. They're not brats.
Let's start off with Jordan sweatshirt kid. What's your name?
Chase.
What's your name?
Chase.
You having a fun time today?
Yeah.
What's your favorite football team?
Jets.
Oh, I like it. I think he's going to give a very honest answer. I like that. You have a favorite Jet player, by the way?
Garrett Wilson or Sauce Gardner.
I mean, you can't go wrong either way.
Exactly.
Yeah, what about Breece Hall? You a big Breece Hall guy?
Oh, yeah, I like Breece Hall.
All right. We had two guys, two Giant fans that crazy, basically arguing Tommy DeVito versus Daniel Jones. Which argument do you think was better? The argument that Tommy DeVito should start or the argument that Daniel Jones should start?
Jones.
You going with Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chase. Good meeting you, my friend.
Good meeting you.
There's Chase, everybody. All right. The next kid is wearing a Kayvon Thibodeau jersey, so I assume you are a Giant fan. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean? And Kayvon's your favorite player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, boy. So I have a feeling that your answer is Tommy DeVito.
Yeah,
you love Tommy, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a great quarterback, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for deciding. Good luck this season, and we're going to try to make sure that no talk show hosts around here talk disrespectfully about Kayvon Thibodeau. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got his back. We got your back, man.
Yeah. Thibodeau. Nor Kayvon Thibodeau, by the way.
Yeah. What did I say?
Thibodeau again.
Maybe that's
Stop
a cousin.
It. Whatever. Thank you, son. We appreciate that. I called him son. Now I feel like a real old
that's
guy.
That's a good kid, by the way.
So I think they both split.
Yeah, that really helps. Do we have a third person
Anybody
that can
else?
Break the tie? How about this guy?
This guy?
He looks well represented.
Oh, he's a Giant fan.
Here.
He's wearing a Super Bowl hat.
Here.
He's got his Eli jersey. You're going to be the ultimate decider, sir.
Right. You know, with the Eli XL 42, right? 42.
Yep. Okay, very
so,
nice.
So I'm still a Daniel Jones supporter.
Yes. But it's not about being a Daniel Jones supporter or a Tommy DeVito supporter. It's about who won the argument.
I give it to Morash.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
I mean... But I do think that Lugau was very passionate, though. I did appreciate his argument. And I think partially I might be a little biased, though, because I'm still a believer in Daniel Jones. Mm. I still think he can get it done. So, you know.
Yeah, it's fixed.
That's
it
okay.
It was fixed.
It was fixed.
It was fixed.
Listen, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, man. Right. Thank you very, very much. I know Sean is very excited, but I do have a confession I have to make.
What's that?
Can I be honest?
What's that?
And can these two animals, Lugie and Morash, promise not to get upset?
Okay.
I'm talking to Tiki in the audience. I kind of think Lugie won the debate, and I just wanted to get the people involved.
No. You're doing the subway race thing at Citi Field at Yankee Stadium.
What the hell does that mean?
That means, that, you know, at Yankee Stadium, the D train wins on that Friday night game. Make sure the F train wins. You're trying to make this even.
Lugie
I have built
the
two elite.
I'm just telling you actually won the debate.
I'm not trying to make it
just
even. First of all, there's only two debates, okay? We're going to do hundreds of them.
Okay, in October, when he wins the uncrowned champion debate, then he can get his little win on the board. The rules are the rules. It was an, you know what, a third party voted me.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me right now?
No.
You understand. I was just looking out for the people.
So when we first started the Lugas debate series, we said whoever loses has to lose gracefully. Now, we know I have a ton of grace, and the slob to my right has zero. So when he loses, I won't get the same type of respect. But just know with me, you're going to get it. I lost 2-0. That's fine.
Wow.
It's all good.
That's a, you know what,
two,
Lugie?
Two
good
to a
job.
Half.
I hand it to you.
Right.
Congratulations. Yeah. And here's the good news.
I think he needs another consolation half a point.
You want to give it? So now it's 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1.
Two and a half to one?
Oh, yeah.
God, you guys are ridiculous.
No. It's 2-0. We have to respect that. But what I will say this to both of you fellows, you guys, I don't know if it's like a secret hatred for each other or if it's just a kind of a competition, but you guys argue like husband and wife all the time. And I don't think the audience even sees the half of it.
True.
So there will be plenty of other opportunities for you two jackasses to debate each other.
You think?
So 2-0 is like starting a baseball season 2-0.
Right.
There's a lot of
time. It's like a safety in an NFL game.
Yes.
I know that it's not going to
And let's be honest, Sean's a Yankee fan. He knows about blowing 3-0 leads. So next one, you could have that one, and then
wow.
I'll come back like the Red Sox did. Don't worry.
It was a layup, by the way, to make a New York Rangers joke, and you didn't at 2-0, but that's okay.
Yeah, I want a joke that most of the audience would get.
Yeah. By the way, I hate Lugie so much. Let me be the first and only one on the show to say happy birthday, Lugie.
Oh. My birthday is Monday. I'll be 39. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're gone.
If his birthday's Monday, why are we wishing him a happy birthday
now? Why don't we just ask on Monday?
I'm off Monday.
Oh, so you wish him a happy birthday.
I just wanted to be the first. I want you guys to feel bad.
Well, oh, you want to play this game of being the first? Watch this. Tiki, I want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you
happy
so
birthday.
Much.
When's your birthday again?
April.
Well, I'm first.
Evan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Steve Apria, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Lugie.
Not really.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Sean Morash. He's now 2-0 in the Lugash debate series. When we come back live from Fanatics Fest here at Jacob Javits Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.